At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
We tried to help a coworker out, and I think it didn't work. COPO, Court of Public Opinion, just a few minutes ago, we asked. He came in and voluntarily said, hey, this is what I'm thinking about wearing Saturday. Do you think people are going to judge me if I wear this? And it was...
He asked us.
It was suspenders, t-shirt, jorts.
Man capri, jean shorts.
Hiking boots and a camo blaze orange baseball cap. I don't know if he's real about the baseball cap, but the rest of it, I believe him.
Everyone's going to know as soon as they see him. That's Jimmy. The guy they were talking about.
Hi, Jimmy.
So, and we love Jimmy. We would never have done this on air if he hadn't asked us to. But that, you know, led to the conversation off air. Well, what about the ladies?
Because, like, if you tell, like, we were joking, like, oh, would you even be seen with him at the concert? And all these women are like, heck no, you can stay over in that other section. We can drive separately. But I'm like, if a woman was like, oh, can I wear this? And her significant other was like, said those things. Oh, it'd be over.
What a jerk.
Red flags.
Jump him.
Oh my God.
Jinx, you owe me a soda.
That's what would absolutely be saying. So there's definitely a double standard there for sure. There's no way. How many times has your wife asked you, Billy, how do I look?
If she asks me, I will tell her. But if she doesn't ask me.
Liar.
I will. No. That's, you know what? That's such a personal you do you thing for me.
Yeah.
That if she's comfortable in what she's wearing, totally fine. But if she puts it on and goes, what do you think? It does a little twirl. I'm going to tell her what I think.
Okay. But even if she like. Tone of voice is like very excited and she's fishing for compliments. Like if she's doing a twirl going, what do you think? Versus, okay, what do you think? You know what I mean? Like if she's all excited and doing a twirl going, what do you think? You're not just automatically going to compliment her?
I don't know that she's...
You would burst her...
She's not the type to fish for compliments. She is very utilitarian with the clothes.
Mm-hmm.
It is
just
what's
what every
comfortable.
Woman wants to be referred to as.
She utilitarian.
Will, my wife is very utilitarian.
Hold on, I showed you the picture. She did the beauty pageant thing when she was younger. So she has been to the mountaintop when it comes to spending a grand on a dress and makeup and hair and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
She's a mom now. She wants to be comfortable. If she's hot, I tell her she's hot. Sometimes she comes out in a dress and she goes, what do you think? I'm like, hey, how you doing? And
other times you're like, go back.
Other times, if she asks, I'll be like, that looks a little dated on you. And then she'll go and try on something else and she'll be like, okay, how about this? So I just want to be honest with her.
Well, if she hasn't shopped for a while, I imagine she has an older...
Yeah, she's not. It's all about the kids and comfort. And
so her wardrobe's dated.
Oh, my God. I would love to go. You guys, would you go shopping with me and help me pick stuff out for her?
Like you want to buy stuff for her?
Bring her. And then can be the panel.
You
guys can be the panel.
Other females.
Yes.
Because otherwise it's going to be weird to have just you, a man.
Oh, the stuff
yes,
that I would pick out
no,
would be totally different
no,
from what she would pick
yes,
out.
Yes. No.
I would totally go and drop a big pile of money if she ever wanted to go buy clothes.
Because you don't want the dated stuff.
It's a little bit of that.
Is it to
also...
treat herself? Is it to treat her or is it because you don't want to look at her dated clothes?
No, it's more to treat her. She does. Mm-hmm. She never spends money on clothes.
Mm-hmm.
And when she does, and we've talked about this, all of my shoes are Goodwill. All of them. Like
right.
Literally every pair of shoes I own. So I'm not a big clothes guy either. But for her, I would love to go. And yes, let's do it. Let's do it. I'm not even going to ask. What time is it? She's at work right now. She doesn't even know we're having this conversation. No. So we'll just randomly all show up at a store. I'll be like, oh my God, TJ's here. And Hope is here too.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, look
You're
going
to have to venture outside the middle of Costco though. There's other retail stores that sell clothing.
I do not buy her clothes from Costco.
Well, I hope not.
Because I'm horrible at sizes.
I don't buy Steve clothing at all. I used to pick him up cute things, and he's like, he's pickier than I would be. He's way too picky. So like any woman who can shop for her husband and stuff, I'm always envious because I don't even buy Steve anything. And then Steve doesn't buy Steve anything. And then all of a sudden he's wearing the same four outfits every day. You know, so there's every relationship has its dynamics when it comes to the wardrobe.
Yeah. Texters are chiming in 252-9233. I love when my husband picks out my clothes and is honest with me about my clothes. I'll help you, Billy. See, we could get a whole group together. Do a little runway show.
Love this.
More people, the better.
My God, TJ, I think we just found a side hustle for you.
The bills make me wanna shout. Kick your heels up and shout. Throw your hands up and shout. Throw your head back.
What are you talking about, Billy? Well, I'll tell you what Billy's talking about.
That what you've been talking about all morning. That's what I'm talking about.
Buffalo Bills organization has officially put out the call for someone to fill the hooves of Billy Buffalo, the team mascot. They need someone to fill the shoes, the hooves, the outfit. They need a new guy in the mascot. Or
a
girl
new guy,
in the mascot.
A new
girl
person.
Person in the mascot. And I'm telling you, I have one question, which I'll email them. Can you see the game from that big fat head? Like, can you see through the eyes of it?
How much can you actually see out of that thing?
Like, there's times that they're turning around there. They're hyping up the crowd while things are happening on the field.
After the play, you think I'd get in trouble if I was just like the mascot standing there watching the game?
Just standing there
go,
watching it.
Go!
Are you just going to like be awkwardly like pacing, like arms crossed, like freaking out?
Yeah, I guess I wouldn't be a very good mascot.
You have to be positive the entire time.
What is the mascot's name?
Billy.
Buffalo Billy.
Buffalo Billy.
Yeah.
Is this an athletic thing? Does he jump around and do splits and stuff?
Not that I've ever seen. I've never seen it. But they said in this job, it's an official job posting, you guys.
What's in there?
Buffalo Bills are searching for an enthusiastic and motivated candidate to assist with our growing mascot program. You hear me now?
Program. It sounds like there's more than one.
Does that mean there's more than one?
This part-time position would be responsible for attending public appearances with Billy Buffalo and will be called upon to perform at appearance requests.
So, wait, are you sure they're not hiring somebody to work to escort?
Yeah, are they hiring a handler?
No. High energy personality that enjoys interacting with fans of all ages.
So when they're saying with Billy Buffalo, is this like
with a handler, like with your costume, like you'll be there with this costume. You're going to be in it.
You're going to be in it.
They're looking for a new mascot.
You know, the Blue Man Group had multiple versions of the Blue Man Group. It wasn't just three guys. There was teams across the country. I was disappointed when I learned that. Because I was like, I want to see the actual three-man Blue Man Group.
This says you're actually a Billy Buffalo performer.
There's some amusement parks where you're friends with the character. You're
the handler, bodyguard, security. Make sure some kid's not tugging on the tail. That kind of thing.
Oh, my gosh. But your availability and willingness to work's got to be Monday through Friday.
Oh.
No
It's
weekends?
Only part-time. Flexible hours. Yeah, so you don't get to be the main cheese on the field.
Oh, so you got to work your way up, probably. You got to start with some ribbon cutting.
Yeah, some like school events.
Car dealerships.
Okay. Yeah. How long do you think it would take me to move up to be the field? Buffalo Billy. I mean,
it's probably a very coveted position. You probably got to wait for someone to retire. This could be 20 years.
Every year there's auditions. We all meet in the field house and it's like, I hope you get it. No, I hope you get it. Okay.
Oh, no. Oh, no. The guy who plays Billy is dead. Who's going?
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Would you take his spot? Oh, not me. I couldn't do it. No, not me. Not me.
Okay, I will.
I'm not narking by telling you this. It's the B Morning Coffee Club, Billy, TJ, and Hope. It is Speed Week. And yeah, they want us to. In fact, they send out every year press releases saying, tell everybody about this.
Yeah, we are targeting speeders and aggressive drivers. This according to the New York State Police. So they do this every year. Last year, over 22,000 tickets for speeding in a week. That's a lot. And they not only are doing speeding, giving tickets to aggressive drivers, speeders, but also the move over law. You're going to see like little setups for that. And if you don't get over, which makes me crazy.
Yeah. Well, your husband could be one of those guys.
Right. And side note, if you are a okay. Scenario, right? How many times has this happened to you? You're in the right lane. All of a sudden, you got to get over because there
construction
are,
flagger
or whatever something. Ahead.
Yeah.
And the person next to you, to your left, is going the same speed as you. You try to slow down. The person behind them speeds up to their bumper. You have your turn signal on. I have to get over. It's the law. Can we play a little ballet here?
I just keep tapping that. Oh, you want zipper. You want the zipper merge everywhere.
I want you to let me over to that lane because it's the law.
Not even like zipper merging because it's not like it's for like a going into a one. It's just a little quick little.
Right.
What? Just a little quick
I just tap
around.
My brakes so until I can get over.
Is this because we were taught in like kindergarten, no button in line. No button.
Could be.
No cutsies. Like, I don't know if it's like that mentality when we're driving that we won't let folks in front of us.
Possibly.
Or let us over.
Maybe in some way they're beating you. It's not this a race.
This is crazy.
We're not in a race out there.
So I'm just letting you know. It just triggered that emotion in me. I had a situation where there was a bus, a school bus. It was like the 4 o'clock hour. School bus was coming, merging into my lane. Okay. The school bus had on its turn signal to get into my lane. So I tapped my brakes a little bit, just slowing up, gonna let the bus in front of me. Guy behind me hits the horn. Like, how dare I let a bus in front of us? Hits the horn. I'm looking in my rear view, Billy. It looks like a cartoon animation of an angry guy with the steam coming out of his ears.
Yeah.
And his fingers up flapping at me, guns it around the car next to me. And around the front, just so he can, you know, wave a finger at me and continues honking his horn. I was like, oh my gosh. Meanwhile, I got my kid in the car.
There's
and I'm like, can
so
we?
So
like,
many crazy people out there.
How can you go from 0 to 100 right. like that? Like, how? Maybe you shouldn't be driving. If you're that upset about life, maybe you should take an Uber or have. I don't know. A walk before you get behind the wheel.
Does it feel like, and maybe Steve would have better insight on this, it feels like the move over law is having an impact. Because now I see it where it used to be, if there was a car pulled over on the side of the road that wasn't completely off, people wouldn't even budge. Like they would inches away from that car. Now I'm starting to see a lot of people way in advance.
Well, unfortunately, last week, a worker died as a result of being hit last week.
Yeah.
So, I mean, unfortunately, it's not 100%.
No, but it just feels like, and this is just from my eyeballs watching, especially when there's a tow truck or a cop on the side of the road, that people are, in general, moving over when they didn't used to. 2 or 3 years ago, nobody moved over.
Right.
But it feels like now that we're making a little leeway on that. But they're going to be looking for that this weekend.
In marked and unmarked cars. So, you know.
Hanging out on bridges. Hanging out in the weeds. Didn't they used to dress up as construction workers?
Yeah.
And they'd be in the construction zones. And, you know, so take it easy.
It's just, you know, let's just chill and let people move over because, you know, it's the law.
And it could be Steve or anybody's right. Steve on the side of the road. There he is, Dustin Lynch, going to be in town this Saturday, the Finger Lakes Country Music Festival. We hope to see you out there. Got some country music news for you. Another arrest, this time an up-and-coming artist. You might not have heard of him, but I'll tell you why I think it's a publicity stunt. We'll get to that in a moment. Winona Judd says she is bringing country back. She says she's going to start this Friday in Georgia with her new tour. Why said in a recent interview, 80s and 90s country baby. I'm on a mission to remind folks what country music used to be. I don't think we celebrate it enough. So she coincidentally has the tour called The Greatest Hits Tour.
All right.
So it makes sense that she's out there pitching the 80s. There's a lot of 90s stuff out there. I don't know that we're going back to the 80s. But Zach Top just announced the title and release date for his new album. It's called Ain't In It For My Health. Which, did anybody see the pictures from the celebrity softball game?
No.
He was out on the field, and he bummed a cigarette from somebody in the stands, and he was smoking while he was out running the bases.
Zach Top. All right.
Which...
Did he have his hat on? I wouldn't even recognize him without his cowboy hat.
He had a baseball cap on.
Oh, okay.
Can we pause for a moment? Hold on, stop a minute. His look, he could have been plucked out of the 1990s.
Mm-hmm.
Did he not have a timeless...
That's the vibe.
The mustache, the hat, the shirt, like... I think if he took off that uniform, none of us would know who he was.
No. And he has kind of a baby face.
Right.
I know it's hard to see underneath that mustache, but he has kind of a youthful look to him.
He does. And that's
so
like,
he could probably
like
get away. Yes. Hopefully he doesn't do any crimes because we totally would never recognize
nobody would
him.
Know. All right. Back to the country music news. New album's coming out. He's got a new single out that you can hear on the beat. It's called Good Times and Tan Lines. Zach calls it, quote, your new favorite summer banger. And mm-hmm. It is very reminiscent of Chattahoochee. And if you haven't heard it yet, when you hear it, you're going to go, oh, yeah, that's a lot like Chattahoochee. Now, this is a story about an up-and-coming artist that I think is a publicity stunt. So his name is Gavin Adcock. And he's kind of a Texas guy. He's got a big following and is like this close to hitting it big nationwide. And he was arrested in Tennessee. And he explained on his social media post, I bought my dream car. It's a 73 Dodge Challenger. Over the past few months, I've been putting money into it, getting it running good as new. And I decided I wanted to take it out for a joyride. The car ran great. I got pulled over and was arrested for reckless driving. They caught him doing 103 in Wilson County in Tennessee. Now, this is why I think it's a publicity stunt. He just happens to have a song that he's dropping called Morning Bail. And the first line of it is asking to basically, hey, mister, can I get a copy of the mugshot? Does that not sound like this was like, okay, what can I do? I don't want to get in too much trouble. What can I do to get some attention? Maybe get arrested.
Just the good old boys.
Exactly.
Don't mean any harm. I know. I'm going to go take my Mustang. What? Speed.
What kind of car is it generally? That
I
wasn't
don't
know. A Challenger, was it?
I want to say it was, but maybe not.
I don't know my cars enough to know. But anyways,
I don't remember.
So this guy has a history. He is kind of a party guy. He got kicked off his college football team. And it wasn't when it immediately happened, but video surfaced of him shotgunning beers on the roof of the team bus during a parade. So
oh
they didn't
goodness.
See it happen, but it got posted to the internet. And then the team found out about it. And they're like, yeah, apparently he was warned about that. So it wasn't his first time doing that.
Just following up, it was a 1969 Dodge Charger.
Oh, so maybe.
Don't mean any harm.
Exactly. Rochester's.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.